Getche, Ayaag, Bezendaya, our elders, listen to them, focuses on personal histories of our Ojibwe elders of Minnesota. This program includes personal historic knowledge of the changes they've experienced in Indian country and beyond. Getche Ayaag Bezendaya includes the changes they've seen due to the federal Indian policy as well as state policy. This program targets villages and communities within the boundaries of the White Earth Indian Reservation and beyond to other Ojibwe reservations in our state. Getche Ayaag Bezendaya, our elders, listen to them.
Anin, I'm sitting here with Francis Cedric Littlewolf, who goes by Cedric all of his life. Cedric, could you give me kind of an intro about yourself in case people don't know?
Okay, my given name is Francis Cedric Littlewolf, but when I was a little boy, my grandfather asked me what I wanted to be called, whether I go by Francis or Cedric, and I told him I really don't like the sound of that name Francis, and I like that name Cedric. So then in my whole life, that's what I've been called, Cedric, and it wasn't until I got a little older that, and it's an English name and it means war chief. So that really impressed me when I got older. I'm from the Leech Lake Reservation. I'm a wolf clan, and I come from the pillager band of our people. And when I was growing up, my grandfather told me that he was a chief, a medicine man, and Ogichida, and I asked him what an Ogichida was, and he said it's one of the warriors of our people. And that's what I wanted to be when I was little. It was to be an Ogichida. I wanted to be one of the men to protect our people. And my father taught me, too, that in order to be a warrior, you have to keep yourself in balance physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And when I was younger, I really didn't understand those concepts until I got older. And my father was one of my influences in my life, and as long with my grandfather. And the things they taught me as far as the traditional part of our people stayed with me. And a lot of times I never talked about the things I knew because people didn't ask me questions. It wasn't until I got older in my life that people started to ask me questions. And so I told them I could speak about my people in general, but I'm going to tell you a lot of things that I came to believe, because my grandfather was a pipe carrier and he didn't follow all of the Madewin ways. And he told me when I was a little boy that some medicine people will put themselves between you and the Creator. And he said, don't ever let no man stand between you and the Creator. We have good medicine people and bad medicine people. So listen when they talk to you and come to your own understandings on what you're going to believe. And so I did that most of my life. And then my grandfather also told me, when you get older, you go to different churches and see how they practice their religion. Take whatever you hear and take the good out of it for yourself, because all religions run parallel to the Creator. And as you grow older, you'll come to more understandings of the way our people are and the way other people are. When you learn how to understand yourself, then you can understand other people. So I had very good understandings from my father and my grandfather, and a lot of my friends I met and people I didn't meet asked me to come and talk with, and they would give me information, so I'd go over the information they gave me and I'd come to my own understandings of it.
How have things changed in your community?
Well, from the time I was a little boy growing up on the Iron Range, things have changed. And when I used to talk with my grandfather, he would tell me, where you're going, they're not going to accept you. So always listen and take in the things that are going on around you. And even back then, there was a lot of prejudice and racism. And so I didn't really understand the difference of it until I got older. And where we were at, there was a lot of prejudice there. And I didn't pay too much attention to it because I don't think it affected me like it affected my brothers and sisters. Because a lot of times I had to protect my brothers and sisters from being discriminated against. And because I was a warrior, people started leaving us alone. They didn't pick on us as much as they would another Native family.
What did you see growing up?
Well, you see many things as you're growing up, and even my own children when I would talk to them, I would tell them, there's a lot of injustice in this world. You're young, but as you grow older, you'll see a lot of misjustice. And the thing is, even in your lifetime, you'll want to make changes. But change takes time. I told my oldest daughter, Leanne, I said, when you see these injustices and you want to change them, don't try to change everything at once, because it doesn't happen that way. It's like a ripple in water. You throw a stone out there and you see that ripple, and then that ripple will change and it'll grow larger. And that's the way it is in life. Start out with a little ripple, and next thing you know, there'll be waves, because other people will also help you do with a lot of the injustice in the world.
Could you tell me a little bit about federal Indian policy? How did it affect you?
Well, in all these things with our people, a lot of the laws and the things when they dealt with tribes on a reservation, they have a thing called historical trauma. My grandfather talked to me about this when I was younger, about how things changed our people and how our people lost their pride and how our people were losing many things. And because of the teachings I got from my grandfather, I would tell him, we haven't lost them, they're still there, because we believe in our dreams and our visions. And a lot of this knowledge may not be known, but it'll come back through our children. Because of our dreams and visions, we haven't lost anything. It's still there, even though time has changed things. Because even my grandfather told me, when he seen that alcohol came into our people, and he said drugs were coming, and he told me things were going to get worse before they get better. I probably won't see it in my lifetime, but you'll probably see it in yours. So I always watch things and listen and came to my own understandings of things of the world and how things are changing. And I know that I've seen it. I've seen how our younger people that are being born now are really, really intelligent.
What were the expectations your parents had of you and the community?
I'm one of the third oldest in my family. And so my father, because of the things he taught me and my oldest sister, a lot of times we were responsible for helping my parents raise up my younger brothers and sisters. So whenever they went on a trip or anything, he left me and my oldest sister in charge. We learned by example of the things our father and grandparents taught us and how to deal with our younger siblings and to raise them to walk the good life and understand things that were going on in our community and to learn to understand themselves. And when you can understand yourself, then you can understand people. And I seen how other families treated their children, and I didn't really like it at that time, because they didn't have that connection with their parents, and the parents didn't have that connection with their children. So a lot of the things that were going on around me when I grew up in the Iron Range, it had an impact on me. And so I wouldn't talk with anyone unless they asked me questions. And then I would explain to him how I see things. And it was pretty interesting at times with a lot of the friends I made, especially with dealing with how things change. And I always wanted to stay on the reservation to learn who I was. But it's part of the things my grandfather taught me, that we have to take things as they come and deal with things that were in the now. So I was glad I had that family unity, and I was fortunate that my family took time to teach the children and the grandchildren, and where I seen other families that didn't have that connection. And that's the way our people were, and it'll be coming back, because the way I see history repeats itself all the way through, from different generations to generations.
Thank you.
Bizindan wawene gi kagi kemikuyan gidamin jamindan gaye. Funding for this program has been made possible through the voters of the state, Minnesota, through a grant from the Art, Culture, and Heritage Fund. To hear more, feel free to visit www.nijiradio.org. That is www.nijiradio.org. Miigwech.